You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. And this show always has two parts. And the second part is a shamanic healing ritual, which is focused on pulling your attention away from all the things that capture your attention, that claim your attention. Because all day long, anything we perceive claims our attention. And as soon as we get into that, it becomes our reality. When we observe an angry thought, and we go into the angry thought, it will develop into an angry story, and it will become our story. And in that way, you could say, we are stuck to that level of perceiving. When we are looking in an angry way, we'll meet a lot of annoying things in our world. And it reminds me to what I was doing this week. This week I'm making all sort of voiceovers and recordings for the courses we are presenting online. And this particular course I was recording a few days ago was about the world axis. You know, and the world axis in traditional shamanism is the axis that runs through the three worlds. The upper world, the middle world, and the inner world. And you could say that what a shaman does is, and what a shaman does, or what makes him a shaman, is the ability to withdraw his attention from all the fields of perception back into the axis. And when your identity is within the axis, you can travel free, so to speak, between the three worlds. Because in daily life, we're always caught up in the world. In emotions, in circumstances, in our way of looking, in a way of experiencing, is in general always bound to the world. And once you're bound to one level in the world, you're bound. You can't move freely to another level. So in shamanic training, and the shamanic ability is the ability to let go of everything and to withdraw yourself into this axis. And this axis is undefined. Because the world is defined. The world has shape. The axis has no shape. That's the main thing of the axis, which means there's nothing, so it can move. And everything can exist within this nothingness. So I think in all these trainings, what you aim for is to let go of the things that obsessed you, that preoccupied you, that got your attention, that caught up your attention. So you learn in this training not so much to develop something special in the sense of you have to develop this special ability. No. What you mainly learn is to let go. Because once you let go, you come in the axis. And then you don't have to need all these special techniques to do this and this and this. No, you just know what you have to know. You just see what you need to see. Because you're free to perceive from the three worlds instead of being stuck to one world. And that's why it's so important to withdraw your attention from all these things you tell yourself. Because all day long we tell ourselves what everything is in relation to us. This is nice, this is beautiful, this is stupid, this is ugly, this is such, I don't want that. It's all the time defining our reality. And everything you hear on the inside is always an expression of the views you learned in very early childhood. That's why you perceive the world still in the same way. Because you keep on repeating to yourself that it is that way. It's not necessarily that way. It's what you tell yourself. It's not necessarily your view, by the way, because it's what you have been taught. Because you came to this world, you knew nothing. And your parents and your upbringing and all these things showed you what the world is, what is good, what is bad, how to relate to it, what to appreciate, what to dislike, what to like, how to act, how you should act, how you should be. And all the time we try to live up to these definitions. And for us, it's the most natural thing. Because everybody has an experience. When you feel angry, everybody is annoying. Or you perceive it like everybody is annoying. It doesn't mean they are. No, it means you perceive them as such. So it's very much defining your reality. So if you're not happy in your life, I think it has to do with the definitions you have in life and that you stick to these definitions. So the more you can let go of that, the more you find yourself back as this openness, as this access mundi. Because that has to be open. That has to be disattached. How would you say that? It has to be free, otherwise you can't move. And once you're in that spot, you will see that the whole world, all these dimensions are available to you. And it's still, it all has to do with not being stuck to one level. It's the main thing, not being stuck to one level. So everything we do in these trainings, everything we do in this ritual, in this talk, all this work, is just getting you out of the knot you put yourself in. Because all our deliberations, all our conclusions, all our so-called insights, they made a knot. And this knot is what we perceive as ourselves, as our world. But it's constructed. It's not how it is. It's a way of looking. And in order to disentangle this knot, you shouldn't care about the knot. You should forget about the knot. Because the knot is just a construct that remains there because you keep on affirming it to yourself. Stop affirming it. And slowly, slowly, you will see that life is not bound to your definitions. And then you find yourself back in a much more open, peaceful space. You have much more choice in life. And the only thing you have to do is to get back into the axis. And you do that by letting go. That's why I say this method is getting grip by letting go. And in all other matters, you try to arrange the things you grab. And as long as your attention is focused on the things, you keep on grabbing. You either grab this or that, but you're grabbing, so you're still stuck. Stop grabbing. Relax. Bring your attention where you actually are. Don't get into anything you tell yourself. As soon as you notice you're telling yourself things and you're into that with your attention, drop it. Shift your attention back to body perception, for instance. And then you will see it's just a thought. It's just a conclusion. It's just something you hear. You do not have to get into that. Our habitual program is to go into that. Because even before we realize it, something appears, we are already identified with it. It's instant. And if you want to change your life, I think it's very beneficial when you become aware of the fact that you grabbed something and that is shaping your attention. Because then slowly, slowly, you can train yourself not to grab that much. Because the more you grab, the more bound you are. The more limited you are in living free and expressing yourself, in experiencing life. And the less possibility you have, because you limit yourself. And I think, as human beings, we have a very unlimited side to us, let's put it that way. And if you don't tap into that, you limit yourself tremendously. And all these things are not far away. These are not very special things. They are special because we don't give them attention. Start giving them attention and they will become normal. Like everything becomes normal that you give attention. The only thing is you have to do it. And you have to do it over and over again. Because over and over again, the thoughts arise. The thoughts tell you stuff. And time and time again, you're caught up in it. But start working with it, and you will see that it will become easier, and as a matter of fact, in a fairly short time, to not so get involved. And that will make you much more happy. That will make you much more balanced and harmonious. And it's not far away. It's very, very close. And also you could make the comparison, for instance, with what they have in Hinduism. In Hinduism, they have this system with the chakras and, you know, the kundalini energy flowing along your spine up and down. And in the front of you are the seven chakras. And these are the seven fields, you could say, of manifestation. So what you try to do, I think, in yoga is to withdraw your attention from the chakras, from the fields of life in which you are involved in life, tangled up in life. Withdraw your attention in the kundalini. Because when you're not stuck on the second floor, you can rise to the seventh floor. If you're stuck on the second floor, well, that's your perspective in life. So they developed a whole system from exercises and all sort of things to withdraw your attention from these fields of perception to perceiving itself. And I think perceiving as such, just perceiving as perceiving, is the access. Because that's unlimited, that's unbound, that can everything appears in it, the higher things, the lower things. So if you find that, I think you find everything. And the funny thing is, many traditions affirm that idea. Because if you think about it, in yourself, you just exist. And within your existence, everything arises for you. It's not outside of you. No, if you pay the right sort of attention, you will notice that the world is inside of you. Inside your space of perceiving. And if you look, if you try to find what they say yourself, you will find that the core of the personality is 100% impersonal. It is this state of openness. It is this state of open being. And, well, it's what we are all the time. That's the beauty of it. Because if you, many of these books you read about spiritual development, etc., etc., it all sounds like you have to reach something. You have to create this beautiful inner self. So, no, of course not. It's here. It's here. The only thing is we are focused on something else. We are so busy with what appears that we forget that we are the space in which it appears. And when you more and more identify with the space, the space of consciousness, so to speak, the more you experience the world is within you. And when it is within you, you have a certain, I say it in the wrong way, but a certain power over it. Because it's within you. If it's outside of you, you cannot do anything. If it's the other than you, you cannot do anything. But when you perceive it as it is within you, it's a totally different situation. That's also how this healing work works. For me, when a client comes, this client is within me. And of course not on a physical level, because on a physical level you sit on that chair, I sit on this chair. On a mental level, so thinking in words, you are in your head, I am in my head. But on a soul level, on the field of feeling, and on the spirit level of even higher levels, you're just one. So if you can make yourself free from the mental world and the physical world, if you can withdraw yourself from that and experience yourself as this space, everything and everybody is within this space. Well, when you are a part of me, the only thing I have to do is to raise my state. Because that's the thing, that's what healing is. You could say, I am you. And I go to a very high state. So, or let's say it in a poetic way, I go to the light. So all darkness, when you are one with me, all your darkness will vanish within the light for never to come back. Very simple, very profound. And the profoundness is in its nothingness. It's not in manipulating. It's not in applying technique. It's not in doing something special. And no, it's in opening yourself and sharing. Shamanism or this work or the ritual or the talk, it's all the same. It's letting people share in a certain state of being. So that's always very close. Because when you're there, you're there. And you're always sharing it. The only thing you have to do is try to be open. Or not even try to be open, just be open. Why wouldn't you? So just be open. You share in the energy. It's the same with the ritual. And you will see, whatever you experience, just about everybody feels much, much better afterwards. Feels much more in peace, much more harmonious. And it's not because the sounds do something, or that it's a sound healing, or vibrations, or no, it's nothing to do with it. The sounds you hear during the ritual are a way for you to relate to what's happening. What you hear is the expression of what happens in energy in that moment. Because this ritual is meant to shake you loose from all the things that captured you. So that's what you hear. You hear shaking. You go all sides because I'm shaking you loose. So I'm not making music. It's not meant to sound nice. Oh, I always hope it does, but the focus is not on making nice music. This is not sound healing with nice Tibetan bowls and didgeridoos and things. It's all very beautiful. This has nothing to do with that. This is shaking you loose within yourself, shaking you loose from all the things that you got involved in, that you got stuck in. And if you look in your life how your situation is, well, sometimes you have to shake a bit harder, isn't it? Well, that's what you hear. That's not, sometimes you will notice if you listen more to these rituals, some of them are harmonic, some are very, let's say, chaotic, it's but something like that. It's not so structured. Because it has to do with what happens in the moment. It has to do with the people that share in that moment, because they are within me. And what's there within this focus of transforming it, that's what you hear. So every time is different. That's also why we present it also on our website on, you know, on daily basis or a few times a week. Because what you will hear, you know, in this broadcast will be different from next week. Because it's a different moment. And it's a different moment. It's a different expression. You feel different. The life is different. Everything is different. Every moment, everything is different. And that's why it's very beneficial to have a fresh input. The more you are in the here and now, the more the impulse is in the here and now, the more it's attuned to, well, that what is here and now. So that's the idea. And I quite like that because, you know, you see the same idea back in so many traditions, in traditional shamanism with Axis Mundi. You see it back in Hinduism with, you know, with the Kundalini stream. You see it back in many, many forms. And it's all an expression of exactly the same idea. And I think for us in the post-industrial age, I think try to translate these things to your actual situation now. Because otherwise, it becomes new age dreaming about beautiful states. And it doesn't do anything for you. It's dreaming. So try to make these things work in your daily life. And you do that by seeing where you are. It's not far away. Make it practical. Don't think about it. Do it. And then you will experience these things you read about yourself, because it is about you. But not in a nice, dreamy, beautiful vision way. No, it's your reality right now, no matter what you do. No matter what you do. Whether you're praying or sitting on the toilet, you're still that. Because it's what you are. The only thing is, you have to put your attention towards that instead of towards all the things that make you a prisoner of the things. Because the things themselves are just the things. But by the way we treat them, we make ourselves a prisoner of what we perceive. And it limits us. So the only thing you have to do is to get rid of the shackles. Because you are this freedom yourself. All right. And now I think it's time for the ritual. Now just sit down, lay down, close your eyes. Don't expect anything. And you don't have to experience something special. You might, but you don't have to. Just open up and let the ritual flow through you. You'll see it has its own course. And it will pull you into this deep, open space that you are. You don't have to do anything for that. Just try to be open. And relax. All right. Enjoy.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you. Hey. Thank you.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.